How do you compel obedience is the first, last, and always preoccupation of that philosopher part of the philosopher king statesman. Men like de Tocqueville and Bentham, who sat down at their desks to establish the necessary components, qualities, bits from which a functioning democracy, quote unquote, could theoretically exist. Power, of course, is always a given of these efforts because they didn't have to conceal their true, well, actually, as Bentham and they were sort of on the, Bentham was before de Tocqueville, but not by much. I have a feeling de Tocqueville was very much influenced by him. But even in that short amount of time between the two, you see power becoming more secretive, realizing with the French Revolution that we not only read, not only think, but have the capacity to imagine a different way, imagine ourselves as actors on that so-called stage of history, which until, you know, they got that real rude awakening, they didn't fully see it as an organized force, as an organized class. So how do you compel obedience is always the preoccupation of the philosopher king statesman, like de Tocqueville and Bentham, who sat down at their desks, and power is always a given of these efforts. Which right now, at the outset of our quest to understand this word more clearly, and at the outset of our quest to find our way out of our current global mess of resource wars and lost humanity and loss of a vital earth, should give us pause. As power is the cause generative, and what it requires must obviously be flipped to reverse these devastating effects. I.e., if that's the case, then democracy is not fit for a free people by definition, because it requires our submission. It means power must have its way with us, because while power exists, it will stage the play that accomplishes this. But you may say, along with a pundit I heard the other day, that democracy is only as good as the people elected. But this bypasses the fundamental question of obedience. Rule of law, officially, means that we, the people, subject ourselves to agreed upon restraints. That's the way the official ideology goes. But Bentham and de Tocqueville are honest and say that the point of the law is to compel us to obey. But you then may object that if we make the agreed upon standards our object, what's wrong with that? What's wrong is force. What's wrong is the hidden assumption that mutual aid is not our nature, and it is.